He had a knee replacement.
Where you going? Gamification? Thank God you're the boss.
I called him last night to see how he's doing. He says to me, he goes, why don't you come by and visit? Now I'll come by and visit. Whoa.
Where's my foot? Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll go through the tshuvas Rav Moshe about if you're allowed to make a chasana the night of Shivasar B'Tammuz, and if it's different this year. So somebody asked Rav Moshe this question. If you're allowed to get married, we know that we don't get married during the Bein HaMetzarim from Shivasar B'Tammuz. How about the night before Shivasar B'Tammuz, can you get married that night? It was in the year Tavshin Yud. I know some people like hearing when. And I think he said the name of the person who asked him was Rav Menachem Palak, if that means anything to anybody here.
Yaakov.
Okay.
Yaakov. That was Yaakov.
He writes Harav HaGoyin, so must be some. Okay, so he says like this. He says what? He says, I hold it's talui in a machlekas rishain. And the machlekas rishainim is when you have a tainus, do you start saying anenu the night of the tainus? Okay, so now I'm going to say the background. I'll fill in the whole background of this machlekas rishain. It goes on a gemara. The gemara says, Yochid shekibol alav tainus. Let's say a yochid made a kabbalas tainus. Afilu ochal v'shosa kol halayla, even if he eats all night long. Lemochar, tomorrow by shachris, mispal tfilas tainus. You have to say tfilas tainus, means you say anenu. Even though you're all full, right? You've been eating all night long. But tomorrow by shachris, you have to say anenu. Lon b'tanisay, let's say after the tainus was over, the person decided, I'm just going to keep on fasting until tomorrow shachris. Eino mispal tzal tainus, no anenu, because lamaisa, the fast is over, even if you're fasting vayter, but you weren't makabel more than 24 hours, so you don't make anenu anymore.
You don't make anenu anymore?
Meaning, but, well, he only decided in the middle of the night that I'm going to just fast through breakfast tomorrow. So when he davened shachris at his 7:30 minyan the day after the tainus, he still didn't eat yet.
Right.
He doesn't say anenu because it's not the tainus. Okay. So the Ran says that the way Rashi writes it, that lemochar, when by shachris in the morning of the fast you say anenu, mashma but by ma'ariv no anenu. Okay.
The
ma'ariv before. But the Rif says that you say anenu in ma'ariv, even though you're eating, right? I'm going to eat supper after ma'ariv, right? I'm going home to eat supper. I say anenu tonight, okay?
Even if you
don't plug. Oh, plug, I don't know. okay, maybe, who knows? But let's just stick with dialed service. We'll just do a regular ma'ariv. Right, regular Meyer, right? He's davening Meyer at 9:30, and he's gonna eat supper when he comes home. He davens anenu. Okay, now here I'm gonna explain before I get into anything further. The Ritva says, what's going on with this Rif? What do you mean? You're gonna say b'yom tzayim tani senu? What are you talking about? So zok the Ritva, the yesoid hagadol of this riff, which is that the riff says every fast day is really like Yom Kippur. Okay? And I'll mention already the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says there's nothing new in the Chazal. Everything is Ken Deraisa. And if the Rabbanim made such a thing as a fast day, they didn't make it up from nowhere. It's got to be from Yom Kippur. So Memela, every fast, here you have the Ritva saying the same thing. Every fast is Yom Kippur. So the Pshat is, it's a fast day now. And that's the Rif's whole Mahalach. It's a fast day. And it's a 24-hour fast day because Yom Kippur is a 24-hour fast day. With a heter to eat at night. That's the Pshat in the Yom. Okay? Okay? And Memela, you could say it's Yom Tzim Tani Seinu. It's the fast day. It is the Yom Tzim Tani Seinu. I'll tell you, Geshmaka Trumas Adeshin. Somebody asked him, how do you say in davening, Leil Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah? You can't blow now. So it's not Yom Teruah. She says, it means it's the day of blowing shofar. Ken, the Rif, who said that it's the Yom Tzim Tani Seinu. Okay, that's how the Trumas Adeshin was medamit. It's like the pshat, like today there's a yoim, and then you do the mitzvah hayoim in the daytime, but the whole day is considered the times.
What was the right from Rosh Hashanah?
Somebody asked him, how can he say yoim teruah
but that's,
if it's still only night?
But that's what the Torah refers to. In other words, there's a title given to Rosh Hashanah by the Torah. It's not...
Okay, well, he's saying that the title given to the day of the tainus is it's a yoim tainus. The whole day is a yoim tainus. That's what he's saying. That's what I'm sure what he's saying. Trumas Adeshin stels tzu, the riff, to Yom Teruah. Do I know where the Trumas Adeshin is? I wrote it somewhere here, what Simon is saying. Simon Kuf Mem Hei.
The Marav we're talking about, is it Leil? Or the Marav?
Prior, Leil, the prior. That's the riff. Now, I just want to go on to this for another few minutes, just about this thing, that the riff is yesoid, that every tainus is like Yom Kippur. I want to give another two places where you see this in the riff. The riff has a shaila, can you be moisif to a tainus? Can you make, if let's say the tainus is Monday night, right, and Tuesday day, and he wants to be moisif. So the riff, yeah, you could be moisif to a tainus because it says by Yom Kippur, that you could be moisif to Yom Kippur, that's a deraisa. The Gemara says, me'erev ad erev tishbisu shabbatchem, and it says, tisha, mitisha v'chesh be'erev. So if you could be moisif to Yom Kippur, then you could be moisif to a tainus. So the Moran brings there that the Mohammed says, no shaykhis. The Indian of Paisvis Yoim is an Indian in Kedusha Sayoim. Like when it's a Yom Tif, like we have Tosfos Shabbos, we have Tosfos Yom Tif, right? The Gemara says there, so Yom Kippur also, you could be Maisif because it's a Yom Kaddish. So it becomes Yom Kippur. How could you spell to that you could be Maisif to a Tainus? A Tainus is a weekday. So what? Where do you find that you could be Maisif to a weekday?
So we're saying it's like Yom Kippur.
The answer is partly it's like Yom Kippur, but my Chavrusa said a nice, he was moisif something. Reb Chanina, he said, there's a machloikas rishainim. The Rambam holds, you cannot be moisif. There's no such thing as being moisif to Shabbos or Yom Tov. And even on Yom Kippur, the Rambam holds, you're only moisif fasting. You're not moisif malacha. There, I'll read out the Rambam to you. In Shvisas Oser Perek Af Halachavah. V'tzorif lohoisif michoil ala kodesh b'chnisosu u'b'tziyosai sh'neemar v'inisem esnafshei seichem b'tisha lachodesh b'erev keloimar hizchil latzum u'lehis'anois me'erev tisha hasomach la'asiri v'chein b'tziyosai shoyhe b'inuyoi me'at me'leil achad asar somach la'asiri sh'neemar me'erev arev tisha b'shabbatchem. So the whole pasuk is talking about fasting, and the Rambam says the mitzvah is to fast a little more before and fast a little more after. The other Rishonim argue with the Rambam, Taisvis and the Ritva and all the other Rishonim. They all say it's the word is not about fasting. The word is you make the whole Yom Tif longer. And it's not only Yom Kippur. It's Yom Tov
like,
and Shabbos.
Just like any,
it's like any other year. Right? And the Rambam doesn't hold that whole thing. He doesn't have being Moisif by Shabbos or Yom Tov. He doesn't have it, Bechalav. He only brings down that you fast. So the Rif is much more Gishmak if he holds like the Rambam. That the Pshat is, it's the whole Yesod of being Moisif is not out Kedusha of a Yom Tov. It's fasting more. And there again, you see, he says, you learn out from Yom Kippur to a regular fast day, the same din applies. That just like a Yom Kippur, there's you need to fast a little before. Every time you can fast a little before. That's one place where the Rif tells to Yom Kippur. And in other places, about being mechaper, I don't know that you have to. That's a chelik hadrush already. I'm just saying what it says in the Torah. It says you can be moisif to the tainus, right? It says you can be moisif to the tainus. That's the what the Rambam says. The words. Yeah, well, it's part. I mean, a tainus is yeah. Avada tainus is something more than just not eating. It is mechaper you. I'm sure every tainus is also mechaper something, right? I mean, when we fast, it's for a purpose. The Rambam says the purpose of all tainus. That's what the Chassam Sefer really says. That memele, that's how the Rambam knew that all tainusim, the ikra of it is for tshuva. Because since it's all from Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is for tshuva, so every tainus, the ikra has got to be for tshuva. So it helps for tshuva. It helps, yeah.
It would seem that the only work by Tisha B'Av. Because
that's
the Arab, one Arab, second Arab too, both sides.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're right. When the Rif said it, he's talking about adding a little, obviously for a tiny that's a whole for starting at night, because he's talking about adding from before the night, Tisha B'Av, or there used to be other days like Tisha B'Av. The tiny Siman or the Geshamim also were that same kind of thing. So he's talking about Taka, such a kind of a tinus. One more example where the Rif learns from Yom Kippur. There's two girsis in the Gemara. It says, let's say a person made a netter to make a tinus and he didn't pick out it. He said, I'll fast a certain day. And he decided one time, I'm picking this day. Then Shochach v'ochal. So what's the Lashon of the Gemara? No, darlisanus v'shochach v'ochal kvor. The word in the Rifskir says he shochach v'ochal kvor ovad tanisa. He lost that day, and instead he's going to have to fast another day. But in the Rosh, instead of the word kvor, he has in his Gemara v'shochach v'ochal kezayis ovad tanisa. But the Rif had kvor, and if you look in the Ran, he says, and the Rif doesn't hold its kezayis. He holds its kesevis, kemo yom kippur. So there you have another example where he shtels tzu yom kippur. So his sheet is like yom kippur. So Mela, getting back to the Ritva, he says, the Rif sheet is again, it's like yom kippur, and every time this is a whole day. And the Ritva says, I'll bring you some rayas that really a tainus is a full day. And he says, the best raya is, why is it that we always say you have to be makabel tainus mi boi diyon? If anyways, you're only starting the tainus tomorrow morning, so do it in my Rif. It's like the Ritva, it's right to the Rif. That really, a tainus is a 24-hour thing, and so you have to mekabel before the tainus started. So the second raya is, Mefurish Gemara, we paskin it too, that you start the fast only in the morning, Amar Abaye, is only if you weren't Silek HaShulchan. But if a person took away his table, even at night, at 12 o'clock at night, he has to start fasting right there. And then Rava said, no, it's totally in Yoshin. If he goes to sleep, then the fast started. Victory 12, what do you mean it started? It's starting in the morning. How? What's going on over here? Victory 12, Teretz is really the tainus is 24 hours. They made you a heter to eat at night. If you stop eating, then the tainus is there. So this is his rise. And Behemis, it's kimat, the whole Ritva is kimat mefurish in the Rif Alein. Why? Because the Rif's girsa in the Gemara, The Rif's Girsa in the Gemara, the story was Yochid Shekibel Olav Shnei Taniyos. The Yochid was Mekabel Monday and Tuesday. Okay, and now the Gemara on that is saying that in the middle there, he's going to eat Monday night, and then he's going to resume fasting Tuesday morning, and Tuesday morning he says Aneinu. So Zok Daran, what's this? What did you gain by making a double day tainus? What's he getting at? Zok Daran, the ikur of this girsa is because the din is one has to be mekabel the mamish erev the tainus, and this man was mekabel on Sunday salka daita chamina. That Sunday is Apostle Kabbalah for Tuesday, Kamash Malon. It's one long yoima of tainus. And the Bryce wants to teach me, even though he's eating in the middle, so you say, how could it be one tainus? It's still one tainus. That's the whole gear sasarif. So no, ein lecha godol mizeh, that the pshat is, it's the ritva's pshat. That at night it's still the tainus, or else the taka is two. So that is clear, that's the shita sarif. However, the balamor, oh, I forgot to say, it says in the Gemara Lehedyad Shaloikazeh, it says Lemochar Mispal Tfilas Tainus. So, well, how could the Rif say that you daven in my Rif? So on that, there are many answers. I'll say some of them. First of all, Rabbi Kiveger brings right on the Gemara in Tainus that if you read Rashi in Shabbos, we'll get to it soon, in Shabbos Chavdalid, brings the Gemara without the word Lemochar. So it could be the Rif may have also not had that word Lemochar in there. Yeah, but I'm saying the Rif says Lemaisit to do it by Meir. The Rif says you do say it by Meir. So why does it say Lemochar? So either like that, or the Ran says that it's Atu the Seifa because it said Lemochar Mispal Tfilas Tanis Lon Bitanisoi Lemochar Einoi Mispal. So after that Lemochar, it said Lemochar over here. That's the Rav. The Ramban says that being that the Rif's Girsa was, that it was 2 days, and only in the night, in the middle, he ate, there, it wants to, you may have thought only in my Riv you would say Anenu, because you're still hungry. Because Monday you fasted. Ma'ariv at night, you're still not eating. So you might have thought only at night you should say Aneinu. But maybe Tuesday morning in Shacharis you're full, you shouldn't. So Afilu Mochar, even tomorrow when you're full, you say Aneinu. And surely. I hear. You're saying, well, why would you. That's a good taina. What's
Sunday
the.
Sunday night for that matter.
Sunday night. Sunday the night, he's saying you say Aneinu. Right. So that the Ramban is saying, that's easy. Oh, Sunday night. Ah, yeah, you're right. You mean, so why? Yeah, that's a good time. I don't know. Why is that bigger than Sunday? I don't know. Fine. And then there's a Gvur Sari. He says, Stavazoy, who says he's davening Ma'ariv? Tfilas Ayaris Rishus. It's not going to talk about Ma'ariv. Maybe he's not davening Ma'ariv. Okay, fine. So Al Kopanim, whatever the answers are, there's a whole bunch of answers for the Rif. Over, that's the Shita Sarif. Now comes the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says, it says, Lemochar is Lemochar. Is Memela, you do not say Aneinu at night by a Tainus. There's no Tainus. Till tomorrow, there's no Tainus. Oh. So that's the Machlokes Rishon. Now the Rif says, where's my big Makor? I mean, where does he know? Where does it say that you should say Aneinu? Says the Mefurish Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. It says over there a whole list on Daf Chav Dalet of when do we say Alanisim, when do we say Alavia, all these things, and when do you say Aneinu. So it says in the Gemara Lehedya, Arvis Shachris Umincha, we say Aneinu. So he says the Mefurish Gemara, it says Arvis, and that's where Rashi is. Rashi says Beferish on that Gemara. That even though you're eating, we say anin. So the Baal Amor says, no raya. That was talking about, it says the tainus was a base behave, was a bahab, it was a bahab tainus. Zokte Baal Amor, that was talking about the bahab when you fast at night too. If you learn through the Mishnayos and Tainis, some of the Bahabs you would eat at night, and some of the Bahabs you would fast at night.
Not talking about Bahab.
No, not Bahab from Pesach, from rain fast. For Geshamim, yeah. So the later ones. So this is talking about that. So the Mochama says, how could you say such a thing? Look at the next line in the Gemara. Ve'ein bohem azkora bebirkas amozin. But in benching, you don't say it.
What benching?
If it's the Bahab when you're fasting at night, who is the benching? Elamai, it's clearly
for the afternoon meal. No, yesterday.
Why would you say
well,
I ate a mincha?
Erev. Why would you do? You ate. Well, it's over the case, right? Yeah. Erev Rosh Chodesh and you bench after, you're not gonna
you
see
how
we have
though. That's what I had to tell you that though.
I hear. You mean maybe okay.
Why would you
I wanted
say?
To say a different answer. I'll tell you my answer. What about if he's a chayla? What about if he's a chayla?
So you're gonna say time
you
say
oh,
yeah.
So now 1 second. So you'll tell me that can't be the case. If he's a chayla, then he doesn't save Anenu and Ben and Meyer
either,
and davening either. So is that true or false? Yeah. If somebody eats on a tainus, does he say Anenu or not?
No. But even in the afternoon, he didn't think he had to eat. He said at night, and then the next day he ate.
By mistake, you mean?
No, because the next day he needed it. He needed it at night.
I don't.
No, but we're talking about.
We're saying that it says in the Braisa that on this fast day he will say Aneinu Mayav Shachat Mincha, but in benching he will not. So what is the benching? Who's the benching? Oh, you mean he became a chayla?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, but the question is, if the rule is that once one eats, he cannot say Anenu in anything, then you don't need to tell me there's no Anenu in benching, right? The din is there's no. So what is the din? So the truth is, there's a shtickle problem in the Be'er Halacha with the Mishnah Berurah. The Be'er Halacha says that the Chayei Arim says that if a person is not fasting, but he's in a shul where they're davening a tainis tzibur, he should say Anenu anyways. That's what the Chayyaram says. And the Be'er Halacha says, the Iker is not like him, the Iker is like the Maimon Mordechai, that he should not say Anenu. But then, the Mishnah Berurah himself, like 2-3 simanim later, says that what if a person forgot that it's a fast day and he ate, he should continue to say Anenu. And he says, Farvos, because it's a Mefurish din in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do this din because we go to Grandma. But the Shulchan Aruch says that really the Ikra din is that we're supposed to say Anenu in Shachris. Why is it that the Minig's only Shatz does it? We're afraid, you never know, maybe he's going to have to eat and then it'll come out Anenu for nothing. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Hani Mili in a private tainis, but on the main days, Tzavetavis and so on, Shivas Vatamas and so on, there's nothing to worry about. Because even if Chalila, he won't be able to eat fast, it's fine. What did he say already? Biyom Tzem Tani Seinu. It is the day of a fast day. Chazal made it a fast day. It's no problem anyways. So based on that, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, that hu adin, if you ate, you could keep on saying Anenu anyways, because biyom tzem tani seinu. So there's a stira here. Excuse me? No, shachach, and you ate, and now you want to go to mincha. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, zog, yeah, stay now. Oh, what's the... I guess because zil basar svar. You're right, it's a little different, but zil basar svar. What's the reason? Because you could say the words, right? So you could say it too. Same svar. Vaisi says same svar. But the problem is, it's a stira, because the one that I told you, the one where he says that if you forgot to eat and you ate, you should is tof kuf samaches or is gimel. And the Be'er Halacha is in tof kuf samach vav. So what do you do over here? So, I don't care what word you use. I mean,
maybe the only going on
Oh, you mean the Be'er Halacha? He says the word Tanasibur. Yeah. And I saw where it comes from. He says it's from the Bach, and I saw the Bach was talking about Tanasibur. I also was wondering. Oh, so that's what, who says Rav Vosner? He says, you have to say that the Be'er Halacha is talking about that he was a Chayla Me'ikara, and he's not fasting at all. So then already we say, you're out of the whole like tainus and don't say aneinu. But, right, like, he's not in the whole tainus. But in Tavtzich Klef Samach Gimel, he was really in the tainus, he just forgot to eat. There he holds you should say. But I'll call upon him, I was thinking that maybe the Baal Hamor holds like the Chai Yodam. Well, I mean, I don't have to go that far. You could, he forgot. It's a funny thing for the Bryce to talk about a guy who forgot an eight, but it could happen. Let's say he forgot an eight. But even if you think that's a funny case, but let's say the person was a chayle in the middle of the tainus, right? So we have to eat a little. Now he's better or whatever it is. So in these kind of cases, even the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa says that you could keep on saying aneinu. So you could have a case of a Birkas Hamazon. You could have a case. And according to Chayyaram, even a total chayle says aneinu. So according to that, you have a case for the Baal Hamor. Okay, so that's how the Baal Hamor will get. My only thing I could think of. The Sfas Emes, he wants to be Mechadish. I'm saying carefully because I saw some Sfarim quoting that the Sfas Emes is saying this for the Baal Hamor. No, not for the Baal Hamor, for himself. He wants to be Mechadish himself to make a split up. If it's a Tainis Yochid, then we go with the Baal Hamor that you start an aneinu on the day. Because the Yochid was only Mekabel the day. But if it's one of the four fasts, or like official fasts that the whole Chazal made, over there the din will be that you could say aneinu like the Rith. Memelo, the Gemara and Shabbos could be by that. But that's his Chiddush. So now back to Moshe's Psak. So it comes out, it's a Machlekes Rishonim when the Tainus really starts. According to the Rith, and those who go with the Rith, the tainus really starts Lil Shivasa Batamas. And you say aneinu and everything. According to the Baal Hamor, the fast really only starts in the morning. That's how he understands the Baal Hamor. Memeila, you have a machlekes rishainim when the fast starts. Mistama, the Beim Hamitzorim, starts whenever the fast starts. So it will be a machlekes between these two rishainim. When does Shivasa Batamas begin? And based on that would be if you could get married or you can't get married. So how should you be machriya in such a thing? So he says he's going to be machriya lekula b'mokem atzoyrich. Why? First of all, he says because you never know. Who lie, even according to the Rif, who said that the fast started at night, but it's not nick or anything, because lamaisa you're not fasting. So even though it's a little nicker because you're going to say aneinu. But maybe he means we don't say aneinu l'maisa. I don't know if what he meant exactly. It's not so nigger. So memele, you never know. Even the Rif maybe would say that the minug of Bein HaMetzarim, the whole thing of not getting married is a minug, is when it starts getting nigger. So since you have the Baal Hamor, for sure would let you get married. And even the Rif, you never know. Maybe he would also say the minug starts when we really fast l'maisa. That's number one. Number two, he says, on a Devar Minig, anyways, Shayman Le'al HaMeikel. It's only Devar Minig, so you should be anyways Shayman Le'al HaMeikel. So Memela, he says, you could get married B'Shas HaTzayrich. And then in a different tshuva, he writes the same thing about haircuts. Le'al Shivasar B'Tamuz. He says, if it's a Tzayrich Gadol, there he writes. Because I guess, why do you need to get the haircut so much? Getting married is more of a Tzayrich than a haircut. But he says, look what I wrote, that's the same thing for this. And then in a different tshuva, he said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Shachiyanu during the 3 weeks. Shulchan Aruch brings. So how about saying Shachiyanu Le'el Shivasar B'Tamas? He says, look what I already wrote about the Le'el Shivasar B'Tamas, and here, say it. Because anyways, many disagree on the whole din. The Gros says, you say Shachiyanu during the 3 weeks. So Memela, any little thing, you have the Baal Hamor, say it. Okay, so Bikitzi, he's you see how he goes. Tzorech for getting married, Tzorech Gadol for a haircut, Shachyanu Zicher. That for sure starts at night. What else? Yeah. There's no fast day there at all.
So the minhag of Kayasol is to start the Dine of Elus, the Dine whatever, at night. So why do you say by Shibus of Batamas, those Dine of Elus only start when the Tainus starts?
You mean, how does he know that whole thing, you mean? How does he know the Aleph?
Why? Why is it not Tully in the day?
Who says it's Tully in the Tainus?
The Kayasol did that minhag at
3 weeks.
Like we do by Shmosh HaKavah.
Right.
Or
well, yeah. I don't know what the time is. Well, the 9 days is still a minig, though. I mean, there is one Mando Amar, really, that does, we don't hold like it. There is a Tana that says it's not. There's 9 days. We don't that we have to do the 9 days. We don't hold like him. By us, it's only a Teres minig. I don't know. I guess he holds Bain Hamitzarim. It's like between the two Tsaris. I guess he hold. I don't know. He doesn't bring
since
any rye for that. I also have the same issue.
Goes for Kula on a minute. Since it's a minute, so he's specific, maybe like repeater which way, but it's bottom line, it's a minute, so you can
but he's
machmir.
But he's machmir.
But it doesn't look. It doesn't.
But he's machmir by Rosh Chodesh Av.
Yeah, he's not masupik there.
Right. Yeah, but there he is.
Yeah, but he doesn't say he's masupik about this, really. It sounds to him like it starts with
it's
the time.
It's totally.
I don't know how he knows. But now I'll tell you what really bothers me, which that's why he holds it starts with the tinus. I don't know how. But listen to this then, and now we really have to figure this out. Zakhtar Moshe, Hani Mili, in a regular year, then I paskin leheter. But what about a year like this? It's poshut that you're not allowed to get married or get a haircut, Matzei Shabbos. Why? Let's hear why. Zokter, the reason is because many of the, or some, I don't know if there's many, or there are some of the Dinei Be'er HaMetzorim already start on Shabbos. So Memela, you're already in the Be'er HaMetzorim. So Memela, since you're in the Be'er HaMetzorim already, obviously you're not going to get out of it. That's what he says.
The only one is
so not, oh, so first of all, I don't know which ones could it be? There's, how many dinim are there for the Bein HaMetzarim in the whole Shulchan Aruch? There's three. There's it says
haircuts.
In the beginning, right, not to get married, haircuts, and rikudim. And rikudim, the Pirkei Avot says, includes music, right? The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Tezayin says rikudim. That's not in the top. That's only in the bottom in the Mishnah Brura. B'shem the Eliyahu Rabba, and on that the Pirkei Avot adds in music. And at the top, you have getting haircuts and getting married. Oh, and I forgot. There's one fourth one. Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu. That's it. That's the whole thing. So now, what's all the things that start on Shabbos already? Getting married, you're not getting married on Shabbos. Dancing, you're not supposed to dance on Shabbos, right?
You can listen to a guy's music.
Okay, listen to a guy. I hear. So I hear. Yeah, it could be. I just don't know where it. I don't see anywhere where it says that you can't do it on Shabbos. Like Kilu, it's the only one I know is Shechiyanu. Now Shechiyanu. That's what he says, right? He says that that's the din. The only one I know is Shechiyanu, and Shechiyanu Magen Avraham says you could. He says if Shabbos Shibasa B'Tamuz, you're allowed to say Shechiyanu. Oh, what else? Oh, the Yaakov Satamid in my ear. Okay, so that could be Nagia Shabbos.
9 days? For sure, not 9 days?
That's
9 days. I thought it was 9 days.
9 days.
9 days.
It's synced to 3 weeks.
No, that's why they have Cheder all the way to Rosh Chodesh Av.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't remember, Klor. I don't remember. But I'll call him. So there is, in the Shari Tshuva, he brings someone who argues, the Birki Yosef, the Chida brings those who argue with the Megaram that you can't say cannot say Shechiyanu. I don't know. That's only, I don't know what, he holds like that. I don't know. Maybe he holds like the Birkei Yosef. But whatever it is, what bothered me, the Iker is B'Yosoide. I don't get something. So don't we see clearly that Bein HaMetzorim does not start with the Tainus? So isn't that a riot against the whole Tshuva? you see it starts when it's the 17th of Av. Of Tammuz. So what's going on over here? So this bothered me very much with the whole emotion. So I have only one possible shot.
There's a riot that Shabbos is not the thing of the Torah. But what was the affair of Shabbos? Parshas Follows just now. Was not the very
Well, is that
because we only have 3 weeks? We have 3 weeks. We need the third for Tisha B'Av.
So why don't they make a fourth?
You need to make a fourth. You need to
have a right. You can't bring a riot from a nidcha.
You can't bring a riot from a nidcha.
And you have no other choice.
Okay, so I'm saying though, but you see that in order to start it off, you don't need the tainus to start it off, right? I mean, like it just starts. So if it's so, why wouldn't it just start Azoy also? So what I'm guessing is the pshat in what Ramesha means is like the big shaila that already says in the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a shaila. And this grata was negated. This year I heard in Lakewood a kid had this, and somebody had a kid this year, and he's thinking about speaking about it also. The shiloh's like this. A kid became bar mitzvah on the nidcha, on Sunday this week. Is he chayv to fast? Is he chayv to fast or not? So the Avnei Nezer Paskins mutter does not have to fast. What was the shiloh? Lamaisa, the world is noyig that they do fast. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's mamish. So the kid wanted an aliyah. So the Rav said we're not giving him an aliyah. Because since it's a machloikas apoiskim, if he's in the tainis or not, which like we're going to say, the Avnei Nezer says he has no fast, you're not supposed to call up a person for aliyah if he's not in the fast. So Mimela, he didn't want to give him aliyah. So that's Al Kapanim, the Avnei Nezer clears the Shaila. Says is the din that the real fast is on whatever the day is, Shabbos, Shabbos or Tammuz or Tisha B'Av, and we only have a Tashlumin. Or the pshat, they made the whole fast the next day. So he says, it's totally in the machloikis in Tovkuf Nundalim. Tish above Shechal B'Shabbos are Dvorim Shabbatzina Noeg or not. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Dvorim Shabbatzina Einum Noeg. It's zero. And the Ramah Paskins, Dvorim Shabbatzina Noeg. Zokta Avnei Nezer, what's the machloikis? This machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch holds really Tish above is still Tish above. Just your usher to fast. So we're mashlim the fasting part tomorrow. But they didn't oiker the whole day for tomorrow. Masha Enkein, the Shulchan Aruch says the whole thing is tomorrow. So what I'm choshish is that the Igris Moshe is doing the same kind of thing. He's saying, what's pshat that we start doing the things of Bein HaMitzrayim on Shabbos? Because really, they kept it that today should be the tainus, just your usher. So they pushed off till tomorrow. But it's really called like Shiva Usher, like Mamish, the Avnei Nezer's kind of thing. That the pshat is, the kid is really, the tainus is today still. Just you can't, so you do it tomorrow. And the simin ladavar is that you're not allowed to say Shachianu, that's just like a simin ba'alma. But Mimela, that's the reason why it's not a steer in the Ramosha itself. Avada, always you start with the tainus. But even it's enough, even if you can't actually carry out the tainus, but if it's the yoim, which is supposed to be the tainus, that's also enough to start the Bein HaMitzrayim. But you always start with when the tainus, or when there's a din that there should be a tainus. Meaning the nafkamina would be, let's say, what would Ramosha tell me? Can I say Shachyanu the night, Friday night, this year? Anyways, I can. Well, on any Shabbos? Well, no. There's those who say you can't say Shachyanu during the 3 weeks. This year was Shabbos, though. Okay.
So it's 2 days, it's Shabbos.
2 days.
Sometimes they have a nitzim on the Shabbos.
Right, sure. So I don't follow up. I'm saying, Ramesha says that on this Shabbos, this past Shabbos, Dinei Ben Mitzrayim are noyeg. That's what he said. So meaning he's saying you should not say Shechianu.
Even if it's Mamish Shabbos Medamish, you can say Shechianu.
Why? The Shulchan Aruch says we don't say Shechianu starting from Shabbos Medamish.
You can't say Shechianu.
Mishnah Brura.
Yes,
Mishnah Brura does paskin. That you could say, he says, the Mishnah Brura is much more makel. He says you could say Shechianu every single Shabbos.
Even
Tisha B'Av. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But he says, like, during the 3 weeks in the middle also. Right. Ramesha is not going with that Mishnah Brura. He says, the Dinei Bein HaMitzorim start Shabbos this year, this last Shabbos. That's what he writes. So he's being machmer. I don't know. I mentioned that Chiddush. I don't know why he's being so machmer. That's what he says. So what Dinei Bein HaMitzorim start last Shabbos? L'chayr Shachiyonu, which is the Birkei Yosef. That's what he says. So what would he say the night of Shabbos? I would say no, because the night of Shabbos is not the Tainus.
Right.
The morning is the Tainus. What do you mean it's the Tainus? That's also called the Tainus. When the Tainus should be, it's called the Tainus. That's the pshat in what he's saying. Okay, so now we went through the whole, that's the whole tshuva, and we got klor at least his shita, and how it works even on a nidchir. Now I just want to add in something about the Iker Nidoin of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer wants to say that a Tainus is really always on that day, and it's only Tashlumin, and Memela, if you have a kid and he was a Katan on the real day, there's no Tashlumin. And there's those who argue, there's Divrei Malkiel and Chelkei, right? He says, no, that's not the pshat.
So what if you're sick on Shabbos?
If you're sick on Shabbos,
you're a putter for the real day.
Well, I don't think you're putter if it's Shabbos. Like I'm saying, you know, I'm saying like they don't.
Bar mitzvah point, you know.
Well, there the pshat is nervous because we're only talking about if you're a bar chiyuva.
Okay, so he's a bar chiyuva if he's a chayla.
Yeah, well,
he has a patur. He's a bar chiyuva who has a patur.
Yeah, I don't think like they give any like patur because there's nothing to do.
You don't have a credit.
Oh, and, yeah, because of chayla. Like, oh. Okay, so I wanted to say a pshat that we maybe somebody still remembers that we said on Megillah Daf Hey to say like the Divrei Malkiel. Bring a raya to Divrei Malkiel that the pshat is that it's not on Tashlum. The fast is on Sunday. And so he paskins that the cotton should fast. He has to definitely fast maker. Why? Like this. It says in the Ran that if Purim, nowadays it only happens in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. If Purim over there in Yerushalayim falls out on a Shabbos, it can't happen in Chutz La'aretz. But over there it could happen because it's. Then we make the Suda on Sunday. Frek the Ran, Vos Epis Sunday. Why not Friday? You can't make it Shabbos. That there's a limud from Pasuk that you don't do it on Shabbos. So why Sunday? Why not Friday? Zok Daran, you saw it, he says, you cannot do Tashlumin for a thing until the thing arrived that you're supposed to do it. Now you can make it up. You can't make it up before it hasn't yet come. So Mimela, it's not Shaykh, it's Sudas Purim on Friday. So Frank the Turiev and I have a raya, a keneged the Ran from the Gemara, because it says in the Gemara that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, the same Gemara over there on Daf Hey, then we push it off to Sunday. So the Gemara says, my taima. So the Gemara says, akdume puranusa loy makdemina. We're not going to fast Friday or Thursday. We're not going to make Purnus early. Frank the Turiev and Verdarf does. You cannot make up something that hasn't arrived. Even Agutazach, even Sudas Purim is Nishkin Parnusa. Yeah? You can't. So for the Gemara, Zetmin not like the Ram. That's his Kasha on the Ram. So at the time we said over at Teretz, based on a Yesoid from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim went on the famous Avudraham. Avudraham says that if Asar B'Tavis could theoretically fall out on a Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. So the kasha is, what is Asar B'Tavis a greater, more chamer than all the other fast days of the whole calendar of Tisha B'Av? Why would it be that way? So Rav Chaim said there's a chilik in the words of the Navi. When it comes to the fast day of Asar B'Tavis, the Abu Dram quotes a pasuk. I don't remember the whole pasuk. Something like Ben Adam Ksoiv Etzem B'Hayoyim Hazeh. Write down this very day as a day of fasting, or something like that. By the other fast days, it's from the words in Zechariah, Tzoyim Ho'asiri, Tzoyim Ho'Ravi, Tzoyim Ha'Chamishi. They all are named the fast of the month, right? The fourth month means the fast of Tammuz. The fifth month, the fast of. So when the Navi, what? You're right. That's one of Asar B'Tavis. So in that pasuk, it calls it by its month. It doesn't mean Asiri 10th day, it means 10th month. Yes. But there's this other pasuk where it says, Ben Adam Ksov Etzem Ayoy Mazen, where it even says about the day. So says Rav Chaim, when the Navim made the whole fast, they said any day's fine for us in the month. Then they picked out a day. But it's not really pshat that the real thing has to be on any particular day. Any day in the month would really be good b'di'evit, or l'chatchila from the Navim's point of view. Then the Chachamim picked out a day, Mashenkin Asar B'Tavis, where the Navi himself said Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So over there, taka, even if it's Shabbos, there's no other brayer, because if you're not going to do it on that day, you're not doing the whole inyan. That's Rav Chaim. So based on that, we wanted to answer the kasha that the Turi Evin had on the Rosh. Shat Zazay. Avada, the truth is that if you're doing Tashlumin, you can't make up a Choyv if you didn't even have the Choyv. Like the Ron says, you can't go make up if it didn't come. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Gemara has a different kasha. Tisha B'Av is the pshat that you're not making up. Because we go back to the original thing that the Navim said every day in Av is just as good as another. So the pshat is when the Chachamim said the day. What they did was they said, hey, they know a calendar. Chachamim also know calendars. Some years it's going to fall on a Shabbos. So what they said was, they said Meikar. The pshat is, on a normal year, we want to pick out the ninth. On a year like this, we have to pick a different day, right? So, not as a tashlumin, it's the right thing also. It's also being Yotze the Nevim. So they picked out Yod. So, Frek the Gemara Kasha, why did they pick out Yod? Maybe they should pick out Friday or Thursday or any other day. Because it's not B'Toyos Tashlumin over here. This is being Mikhaim, the Iker Zach of the Nevim. So that's why it's not the same as the Ran. So the Gemara says, the answer is, Akdumi Pranusud Lamakdumin, and that's the whole reason. Oh, so if you say like this pshat in the Gemara, then state in the Gemara that when you come to these fast days, it's not a tashlumin. That's the whole Gemara is based on that understanding, that the Gemara is ready to ask that we should even do it before, which before is not possibly a tashlumin, but rather the Gemara is understanding it as that they are kaveyat for that day in the first place.
So it's not hatter for a nitcha then.
So, you mean it should come out according to what I'm saying, that there shouldn't be any kula of a nitcha? That's a geshmak azach. That's a good. I never thought of that. Which I mean, people say it must be. I don't know who's the first one who says it. According to what I'm saying, it shouldn't be a bigger kula of a nitcha, because it's not a tashlum. The chayyim should be a raya. I hear that's yes. It should be a raya. That should be a raya. All right, that's a good point. So I'll call upon him. Okay. According to the way we just learned that Igros Moshe also said it was a tashlumin, right? Because he was going that way. But according to this pshat for the Ran, okay, in the Ran it would come out it's not a tashlumin. That's what should come out. Oh, in the laning, if you could be the Baal Kairi. The only thing about Kairi is a little easier, because I think we say that if he ate, he could be still the Baal Kairi. Because Baal Kairi is always allowed to be... I hear. even for laning. Okay, so now I just want to end off with one Pashat Eight. So now, this happened this year, and I have a friend in yeshiva, a younger member, Mendel Stern, he had a boy on Shmoyna Oser B'Tamas. He had a boy on Sunday. And he has been out that 13 years from now, it will be the same thing. So he was cheshbening a whole shtick. We don't have time about if it's going to be l'sasun or l'simcha, mirtzashem. What will be the din of the sasun and the simcha with the whole tashlumin and the whole shtick all that way around? But he just mentioned in the course of things, he says he has a pasha to eitza if the kid wants an aliyah, because pasha to eitza just be makabel tainis. The kid can be makabel tainis. He's going to fast l'maisa. The rabbanim all say. He looked up in the Heintige Svarim. They all say, like, besser to fast. They don't write, like, so stark. You know, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, they write, you should fast. L'chatchila, you should fast. You should try to machmer to fast. So the Maisi is going to fast. So all he has to do is be makabel tainis, and that way he can get aliyah, because L'maisa, he's fasting.
He's a katam.
I hear.
That's a nether.
So that was his eitza. Lechayer. So Mela, then he could get aliyah. That was the eitza he wanted to say. Oh, so we wanted to say that it should work because it says if there's 10 misanim. If there's 10 misanim, you're allowed to say vayichal. You're allowed to take out a sefer Torah and lay in vayichal. So you have 10 misanim. Yeah, the whole world is misanim. And I'm also a misanim. Unless, I don't know, we didn't look into this. I'm throwing out the horror without being mine.
It's 13 years
ago. Yeah, 13 years ago. Okay, that's it.
Yes.
Each
I thought one of them is yours.
I pay for it. It's Louis.
I don't remember.